Okay, welcome back. We begin another week. Hard to believe, May 23rd already. Only, part of 1 week next week. It's the Memorial Day weekend, 3-day weekend for most folks. Some will be lucky enough to stretch it into four. Monday is Memorial Day, then Tuesday, and then we're off into June already. Half the year gone? Can it be? It is. I hold in my left hand because I'm left-handed. Martial law, 9/11, rise of the police state. My guest tonight, as many of you know, is Alex Jones. Alex is kind enough to spend 3 hours of his time once a month here, the fourth Monday of each month, and tonight is the night. I'm going to read the back jacket of the DVD case. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Jeff. It's great to be on with you.
Always good to talk to you. I'm going to read this jacket to you folks who have not yet availed yourself of the opportunity of the greatest single serving of political truth and awareness that I have yet come across in my life. It is an awesome achievement. Here's the back jacket. Martial law, 9/11, the rise of the police state. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and the history of its orchestrators. Learn the terrifying secret that holds the future of the world in its grasp, from the front lines of the police state to the darkest sanctums of the secret society that controls it. Martial law reveals the master plan of a group hell, how about Satan, bent on capturing America today and tomorrow the world, or as much of it as they can get a hold of. The New World Order has set in motion the Fourth Reich. Martial law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power, mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into their own prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it is too late. This is produced by Alex Jones. Alex is in it from start to finish. But what is in it more than that is the truth. And if any of you can look at this honestly and objectively and not come away with the reality in your mind that this is, in fact, a police state. Granted, we're on the threshold, and maybe your small-town police department isn't there yet. But by and large, the police state ethic has been imbued into what's left of the United States of America. It is here. You will see it in living color. You will see horrible things. You will see police breaking a man's arm. You will be appalled at what you see from start to finish. But beyond that, weaving this entire fabric together is the inimitable Alex Jones. His passion for the truth, his passion for reality, his passion for not hyperbole, but accuracy, is unrivaled. I have not seen anything on video or DVD that can match this. It is 2 hours and 35 minutes long. I would urge you to watch it perhaps in two segments, especially if you're new to this whole issue, because it is so intense, it is so full of information that literally it is two or three productions in one. And the second time you watch it, the more you will see. It is one of those things. It never will stop teaching you the truth. And for those skeptics and phonies out there who suggest we're not in a police state yet, guess again. I don't need Alex to tell me. I happen to know that. Many of you do know that. But I would dare any of you who doubt that we are in a police state, at least the incipient stages of one, to look at this DVD with an open mind. I dare you. You will come away changed. Is it too late? Maybe. Maybe not. It really depends on you. Welcome back, Alex Jones.
Wow. Well, Jeff Rentz, it was great having you on my little broadcast last week, and I'm really honored to be on with you tonight, and that's the best plug I've had for the film yet. I mean, I really did make it too long. It's 3 hours on the DVD. You're right. The main film is 2 hours, 35 minutes long. With the extras, it's over 3 hours.
Oh, I thought it was a little longer than 2:35. Okay. Yeah, I hear you.
Well, you must have watched the extras, but you're right. It's 2 hours, 35 minutes. In the three acts of the film, we cover the police state in New York, not my view, but the sound cannons,
It's all there. Oh, look, folks, you'll see the acoustic weapons right there in the streets. This is not a joke. And they're
everything that I called in on your broadcast.
I was just going to say that. You were on the program twice live, and I really appreciate that because you were so tired. But come on, folks, you got to see this stuff. It's there. It's not a joke. It's what they're using on the alleged terrorists overseas, but they're also using on Americans. They're using it right on the folks you'll see in the video.
And it shows, of course, the people being put in the
warehouse.
57.
Yeah, that asbestos-laden, scum-condemned building where these people were actually consigned, and literally some of them are probably going to become damaged for life with asbestos and the rest of it.
Being, of course, run by Bechtel, and then we show the hover blimps and the police threatening to arrest us every day for no reason with congressional press passes anywhere in the city. But that's just the first 35 minutes. Then we spend an hour on 9/11 with all the latest information, A through Z, showing how the globalists carried out the attack, showing all the evidence,
all there.
Masses of it. Then we spend a whole nother hour on who the globalists are, what their driving ideology is.
I also want to salute you for the way you disposed of Michael Moore. Now, Michael Moore, I don't know Michael Moore. I've invited him on the program. I got no response. This goes back a couple of years. He did not do the service to America that most people think. He stopped so far short of reality. And a case can be made that what he did was called damage control. I don't know the truth of the matter. Maybe the guy didn't want to go any further. Maybe he felt in his mind, gee, if I go any further, nobody will believe me at all.
But regardless, he ignored 95% of the evidence.
Exactly right.
Of complicity and involvement. And by doing that, oh, now Bush is just an idiot.
No.
Bush is a minion of the people that carried out 9/11.
Right.
See, that's what they have to do with damage control for those that haven't figured this out yet.
No, they poked fun at Bush and made him a clown, a jerk, an idiot, and all the rest of it. Bush is not the issue.
No, he's not.
No, he's the front man. He's the window dressing. He's the eyewash. He's the latex mask.
But by the time Moore's done with it, it's just Bush screwed up. He's a fool. And he totally ignores the hundreds of pieces of evidence that only point towards government involvement.
Michael Moore did, by the way, you didn't do anything. Michael Moore did it to himself. All you did was hold up the mirror and let everyone look into it and see what reality he was flashing.
Well, also, you know, I went to New York and I said, even before I went there, I told you this on the broadcast, and I said it on my own little show, I said, I'm going there to organically show what happens. You know, it's kind of like the old movie where the person looks in different picture windows,
yep.
and you know, sees something different, or the Dickens story of a Christmas Carol where you know, he gets visited by the three ghosts. I mean, that's the analogy. I just went, and here's David Gergen, and he won't talk about the rituals, and here's Michael Moore, and his bodyguards are shoving me around for no reason, and, you know, here's the police. They're acting like thugs and smashing cameras for no reason. And so basically, I said, I want to go to New York. I know it's going to be important. I went there wanting to talk to people at Ground Zero to make a 9/11
right.
film,
right.
but then it turned into a police state film, an occult film,
right.
a Nazi film.
Three documentaries in one.
And so whatever we ran into there, that's basically what went into the film, and it was just organically chronicling what happened. But here's more. He ducks in front of a demonstration for like 20 minutes for the photo op, leading the crowd. Then he ducks into this taco shop. And we go over there, and his bodyguards, while I'm at the window, are shoving me.
Ugly people.
Asking what I'm doing. And, of course, later it came out at universities. They'll brutalize women. I mean, it's been chronicled how they go after
They're
people.
Thugs.
And this is everything. The point is that this is everything he claimed he was always fighting. He was the guy outside. He was the guy being thrown out. He was the guy fighting the guys on the corporate jets. And then now here he is with his bodyguards, yeah. when I'm at the window, videotaping him yeah. through the window, yeah. being very polite, coming over and shoving on me, lying to me, you name it. And we yeah. were going to give Moore a chance to respond to the questions. I, of course, shoved a camera in his face as I was being pushed by the bodyguards when he tried to leave and just said, why didn't you talk about NORAD standing down? Why didn't you talk about, you know, all the real 9/11 issues, the drills? And he says on camera, because that would be un-American.
He said that would be un-American. Now, was he being facetious?
You know, I'd like to think he was. I know that Michael Moore got a copy of Road to Tyranny.
Oh, sure he did.
Long before, I mean, I talked to the guy that gave it to him, long before he even made Fahrenheit. And I was hoping, I was supporting the film. I was saying, great, go see it. I mean, it's not that I have sour grapes here.
Right.
It's that once the film came out, it helped the globalist. It didn't help the truth movement.
Exactly. I said so when I saw it here. All right, stand by. We'll pause. Jeff Rentz with Alex Jones back in just a minute.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rentz.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rentz.com.
Finally, for millions of Americans at risk with high cholesterol, there's Liquid Quell. Doctor recommend...
Okay, right back with Alex Jones. There was so much in the production, Alex, so much of it ugly. It was appalling to me. And the size of the demonstration that was completely obliterated, obscured, ignored by the mainstream media was huge. I mean, there were I don't know how many people, tens of thousands. It was huge, and it didn't get any coverage, of course.
Well, Jeff, I went up in the Empire State Building at one time on that first day, that Sunday when it kicked off, and there were, as I described on your program, about five streets wide, some of the trails going back over a mile. Local news said 400,000+ at one time, easily that amount. National news said 100,000, and would only focus on the freaks, who were few
course.
And far between.
Of course.
They weren't even the minority of people, but that's what the media did. They would focus on right-wing and left-wing kooks and idiots to try to marginalize the people that were there. There were a lot of families there, a lot of really angry people, and also national news kept saying how much New Yorkers loved it. Literally 95% of New Yorkers we talked to, even who were Republicans, thought it was horrible to bring it there and to use 9/11 as a poster child for more of a police state. But talking to taxi drivers, and we interview them in the film briefly at the first, we go, how many people are in the city?
Yeah.
And they say between 80 and 90% had left. And I've been to New York a few times and never seen it that empty. I mean, you'd have 5-10 cabs, no exaggeration, pulling up at once trying to pick you up.
Well, the point was made quite clear. It was amazing.
But the majority of the film, again, the heart of the film is 9/11, as you saw, and we lay it out. I mean, we go A to Z, the evidence of prior knowledge, the evidence of involvement, the evidence of the cover-up. We go right through it, and then we start talking to locals and all the people who heard it on the radio when they said they were going to blow up Building 7, all the firefighters that were told to get out of the building, all the police.
Right.
People who were told don't go to work that day.
Right.
I mean, it's not just the Zogby poll showing people think the government's involved. It's not just the CNN poll. It's not just all that. Then we show the people on the street saying the same thing. So I really appreciate
total corroboration.
Well, I really appreciate your kind words about the film. It is my best film. It dwarfs my other videos. I spent more time on it. I spent a month before I left, and I spent 5-6 months when I got back making the film. And I really do hope that people will get a copy of it. I hope they will make copies of it, because all I want to do is get this out to people.
Well, again, I would urge you to address it as three documentaries in one. The panorama of it is enormous. And folks, for those of you who really like Alex Jones, and there are millions of you, if you haven't seen him in video before, you're going to love it. You get to spend 2.5-3 hours with Alex Jones.
Stop,
it's like I'm serious. It's like you're right in the house, in the room, because your ability to project your passion, your sincerity, your spontaneity, and your enormous intellectual grasp of what's happening, and to put it into simple terms, not simple-minded, but simple terms, to show people, and then you back it up with what's in the documentary. I've not seen anything like it. It's just an enormous achievement, and I really commend you.
Well, I appreciate it, Jeff. Since you started the broadcast with a plug, people can go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com via the Safe Secure shopping cart and order a VHS or DVD. And they can also call toll-free to get one at 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or if they go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, all 12 of my films in high bandwidth and low bandwidth, my book, Paul Watson's book, hundreds of my weekly TV shows, every week they're posted, all my best audio interviews, with you, were kind enough to come on last Wednesday for an hour and a half.
You're welcome. I'm the world's worst guest, but you put up
with it. That's ridiculous. People are begging for you to come back. And it's all there at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Well, please, for what it's worth, all of you, I think, listening, I can say safely, are repulsed by talking heads. You get these phony pretty boy, pretty girls out in the field, whatever, anchormen, anchorwomen, and they've got their little notes or they've got their little traveling teleprompter, and they're looking right in the camera, right at you, but they're reading on a screen you can't see, and they're just reading a script that they've written or that has been written for them by a producer. Alex Jones speaks to you from his mind and his heart. It is all extemporaneous. It is not rehearsed. It is off the top of his head, just like you hear it now. And for me, a 12-year veteran of television news and television production as an anchorman news director, to see somebody that gifted and that caring about what he is doing or she may be doing, to deliver it like that was enormously, it gave me a great deal of hope that there's still honest people out there who will sit down and talk to you man to man, man to woman, straight to your face, without rehearsal, without notes, without any of the other crap. Alex knows his stuff.
Wow. Well, please, you got to stop, Jeff. But I mean,
I'm telling you the truth, Alex. Listen, I'm not BSing anybody.
Oh, no. I mean, it's very nice of you. I mean, all I did was, as I said earlier, organically go show people what was happening.
You did.
Talk to the people. And that's what I don't think they get, Jeff, is that, you know, being a talk radio, we really are, you know, going with what we believe and the evidence we have. With TV, if you watch 60 seconds, it might be an hour of crafting.
Correct.
And it looks like it's so sincere and so real, and they practice and go to school.
That's why I walked away from it. It's a fraud.
They do so much work to project this genuineness, but frankly, the people are seeing through it. That's why Rents.com gets millions and millions and millions of visitors each month, because they want that sincerity. And sincerely, folks, it's not just our sincerity. Then we back it up with all the facts. And
it's,
yes, it's a very dark film. It's a very scary film. It's a very painful film, but it's better to know the facts than to not know them. And so in a way, it's healing.
Always said the same thing. I'd rather know than not to know, no matter how bad the news is. Thank you. And for those of you who don't want to know, that's fine, too. But we're here to tell you that it's a different world than the mainstream hacks and liars and phonies would have you believe. Back in just a minute with Alex Jones. I got to tell you, there's something that just came across my desk. Scientific American. You know, it's a legendary magazine. It's got a pretty good reputation, a staunch supporter of good science, reasonable science, sometimes excellent articles. Well, there's a guy who's written an article in Scientific American, Michael Shermer. Remember that name? If I'm not mistaken, he was on this program once, and right in the middle of his presentation, completely dissed Roswell and said it was a fraud and nothing ever happened there, and I was rather speechless. But anyway, he's got an article in Scientific American. Here's a quote from it. You're going to like this one. The mistaken belief that a handful, you know, two or three, of unexplained anomalies can undermine a well-established theory lies at the heart of all conspiratorial thinking, as well as creationism, Holocaust denial, and the various crank theories of physics. All the evidence for a 9/11 conspiracy falls under the rubric of this fallacy. End quote. It's an article in Scientific American, the June issue. Now, let me just read a little bit more here. See if this rings a bell, Alex. Noted French left-wing activist Thierry Meissan's 9/11 conspiracy book, a bestseller in 2002. But I never imagined such an appalling deception would ever find a voice in America. At a recent public lecture, I was buttonholed by a Michael Moore wannabe filmmaker who breathlessly explained that 9/11 was orchestrated by Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and the Central Intelligence Agency as part of their plan for global domination and a new world order. Sound familiar? It wasn't you, but somebody else apparently trying to make a dent in this guy and explain to him that, hey, you're wrong.
Well,
but Scientific American, like Popular Mechanics and so forth, coming out four square as basically hardcore mainstream government.
Well, I don't hear any science there, Jeff. I don't hear any facts there.
I'm wondering what it's doing in this magazine, but I don't wonder for long because they're all used as a platform for government disinformation.
Well, look, they've tried to ignore us for 3.5 years. Now they're panicking. Because, again, you have a CNN poll, 90% of Americans believe the government had prior knowledge and allowed it to happen. Zogby poll, 50%. They're panicking. They know that the rabbit's out of the bag. The trick has been exposed. And I would just say to him, okay, sir, we have 600 pieces of evidence. Let's go over them. Did you know that NORAD was ordered to stand down by Dick Cheney? Here's the admission. Did you know 3 months before they took the power from the generals to shoot down planes that they'd had since NORAD was set up and gave it over to only Dick Cheney?
Yep.
Did you know that public officials were warned not to fly the night before?
Many of them, not just Willie Brown, many others.
Rushdie, Ashcroft, the list goes on.
That's right.
The Joint Chiefs of Staff, I would say, did you know that there were CIA drills of flying hijacked jets in the World Trade Center and Pentagon at the exact same time that morning? Now, use your science. What is the probability?
He didn't want to hear it. This
that there'd
a
be
hit.
A drill of the exact same thing happening at the exact same time on the exact same day. What about the CIA insider training? What about PNAC? Dick Cheney saying we need helpful Pearl Harbor events to mobilize the people behind a war for global domination. That Saddam isn't a threat, but he's got the oil that will tell the people he's a threat. Dick Cheney wrote this in September of 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, a published white paper by PNAC. And I would go on over the rest of the 590-something points, and he can't just... Listen,
no.
I was on the radio last night on a syndicated show for 2 hours with this counterterrorism expert from the Pentagon. And by the end of it, he was basically crying. All he had was emotion. I had totally cleaned his clock. Every caller but one agreed with me. He was totally panicking. I would go over facts and evidence. I would say, what about Operation Northwoods, the official U.S. government plan to carry out 9/11?
Did he even admit that he ever heard of it?
No, he didn't know anything. That's the point, is that, look, folks, we are using science. We are using the facts. I wish this wasn't true. But look, all the evidence aside, motive, they would always ask in Roman times, and I cover this in the films, qui bono, or who stands, who profits, who gains, who has a motive. Who gets trillions in oil? Who gets hundreds of billions in weapon sales? Who gets to invade all these countries for their oil? Who gets to be politically popular as a savior here in America? Who gets to set up a police state? Who gets to set up an empire? And it's not just that we know that's the motive. These bastards say it in PNAC. They say it in other white papers. They say it in Naval War College documents. They say it all over the place because they have to communicate with each other. And then he tried to say this, Jeff, the classic statement. Well, Mr. Jones, they couldn't keep something this big that secret.
Are you saying
the whole government's involved? And I said, no, a tiny cell group is involved. And then he said, well, they still couldn't keep it secret. And I said, like they kept secret for 60 years, starting in the 30s, going through the 1980s, of sterilizing 400,000 plus women and men, 33,000 of them, that's even ABC News, in secret. You'd go in to have a baby and they'd sterilize you. Now, black men in Tuskegee with syphilis, 13 plus 100 high altitude chemical, biological, radiological tests, Project Shad for 30 years, killing U.S. troops, spraying stuff on them. It's ridiculous, of course. That's what the national security apparatus and national security state is all about. It's about keeping everything secret and controlling information. And then all these people go public, all these FBI agents, all these agents in government, all these prominent people, David Shippers, Larry Klayman, Robert Wright, they all go public. W199I gets released where Bush ordered the FBI not to stop Al-Qaeda. Bush lies and says we never heard of plans to fly planes into buildings, and it turns out they have a specific memo saying the exact thing. 2 days before 9/11, he signs the launch order to invade Afghanistan with our troops massing to invade, on and on, flying 8,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda out to safety in the middle of the war,
on C-130s
to safety, lying to us about Private Lynch, lying to us about Pat Tillman, lying to us about weapons of mass destruction, lying to us about everything. I'm sorry.
No, it's true. If that guy ever dares go on the radio again, I'll be surprised, especially with anybody who wants to argue with him. He just cleaned his clock. I mean, you reduced him to a quivering jello bowl, and that was it.
After the first 30 minutes, he stopped talking.
No, I wouldn't be surprised. Surprised he didn't excuse himself and leave. Hold on. We'll be right back.